Morning, some morning digestion for March 7th. Encourage y'all to, this is the free morning digestion podcast. And of course, I encourage y'all to go to johngibson.com and become a subscriber so you can get the podcast, which is posted every day about 3 o'clock Eastern. And it's running about 35 minutes. I think the way things are shaping up is I'm going to call this John Runs His Mouth. There's virtually no interviews in the podcast, but I am going to do John interviews as well and put up separate interviews of people. It'll probably run 20 minutes or so they can, you know, say what's really on their mind rather than those usual 8-minute things I did on the radio show. So that's what to look forward to podcast-wise, and I encourage you to go do that at johngibson.com. In today's news, I tweeted something about the Holman Jenkins column in the Wall Street Journal. A lot of people complained that they weren't subscribers to the Wall Street Journal, which is expensive, and so they couldn't read it. It's titled Mr. Chaos versus the Swamp, and it's probably the best analysis of the Trump situation in Washington that I've read in a long time. So I'm going to read it in full on today's show. So you want to subscribe and get the podcast when it comes out today. I'm going to read the Holman Jenkins column. You know, he just takes a very, realistic view of Trump and all his faults, but at the same time analyzes the craziness that Trump haters engage in. So I'll be reading that in full. The Democrats began to worry that going after the Trump kids could backfire. That's in Politico. The Washington Post says he's struggling to explain his setbacks. You know, why did the NOCO thing not work out, and how come the trade deal isn't, you know, coming together, although it is. Wall Street Journal, booming economy leads to record trade deficit with China, which is the point of the trade negotiations, you bleeping idiots. Yeah, I mean, you know, people got a lot of money to spend, and they're buying Chinese goods. That's why the trade deal is so important, so that Americans can sell stuff in China. And it's the whole point of the negotiations. I don't know why people don't put these things together. Finance.yahoo, Trump's tax cut widens the budget deficit. Yes, it does. LA Times says Trump maintains the illusion of progress. New York Times op-ed says, sure, you can indict a sitting president, and we should. Washington Post, admitting the obvious, Cohen lied to Congress when he said he never asked for a pardon. He did. And VDH, a long interview on his new book, The Case for Trump. It's on Breitbart. He says, Trump is the chemotherapy for the cancer of the permanent political class. And he talks a lot about Trump's successes, you know, in relation to that illusion that the Washington Post is talking about. In politics, this is Jeff Greenfield column in Politico. The hardest part of impeaching Trump is picking one good reason. So far, they haven't got a one good reason. Wall Street Journal, Dan Henninger says the jobs boom is the story of the year. Everything else is crap, and he's right. New York Times, Biden's campaign plan almost complete. The Dems are running out of patience. Apparently, all systems are go for a Biden campaign. The last person to have his doubts about this is Biden himself. New York Times asking, why did 4 top Democrats say no? Michael Bloomberg, Hillary Clinton, so forth. Answer, primaries. Wall Street Journal, Democrats won't give Fox a debate. I got something to say about this in the show. I remember this happening once before when I was anchoring at Fox, and Roger Ailes had a solution, which apparently nobody at Fox is able to pull off without Roger around. Washington Post writer says Democrats should have a debate on Fox. The new Democrats are revolting against Pelosi and rallying around Ilhan Omar and her Jew-hating. That's in Politico. Wall Street Journal says AOC and Omar are in charge. Ancient Nancy can't keep up. Washington Post says this Omar flap over the anti-Semitism she expresses constantly is a test of Pelosi. I don't know what this website is. Anyway, it's on the Democrat divide over Omar's remarks. New York Post, AOC retweets a terrorist in the context of this Omar flap. I mean, it's just in case you're not following it, she said a bunch of things that are anti-Semitic. A bunch of the House Democrats said, well, we need to rebuke her for this. And then the AOCs and others, including Debbie Dingell in Michigan, rushed to Omar's aid saying, oh, we shouldn't rebuke her specifically and personally. We should issue a resolution against all hate. That's not playing real well with the Democrats who happen to be Jewish. Brett Stevens on Omar's Jew-hating. He says, come on, it's for sure. Washington Post, a Kamala scandal back when she was district attorney is coming back to haunt her. Washington Post, Kamala was close to Jeff Adachi, the San Francisco public defender. Then she wasn't, and then he died just recently. The border illegal immigration on track to triple. That's in Breitbart. Sort of a story from yesterday. Tech. Zuckerberg now says he's all about privacy, private sharing, the digital living room instead of the digital town square. We'll see. That's in the New York Times. He'll figure out another way to steal your information and make money off of it. Social justice warrior Senator McSally says she was raped in the Air Force. That story's kind of everywhere. In The Hollywood Reporter, Warner Brothers movie executive was banging an actress, promising roles. Then she started insisting on it. And he couldn't connect her up. She couldn't get roles. So now the scandal's coming out and burying him. In a European website, Michael Jackson songs being banned. The Rap reports that here Michael Jackson songs are still streaming on Spotify and so forth. But there are a lot of radio stations are suddenly going, oh my God, he was diddling those boys? Oh my God, we're not going to play his records anymore. Anybody who thinks he wasn't diddling those boys is an idiot. A Washington Post piece on how hipsters all look the same. In their effort to be nonconformists, it turns out they look so much the same that a stock picture of a hipster in a hipster outfit is mistaken by guys who think that that's a picture of themselves and they're angry about it. No, it's not a picture of you. It's a picture of what you look like because you all look the same. Those knit caps, the beard, the flannel shirt, or dress up, you know, skinny jeans looking pants, brown shoes, the beard, they all look the same. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, everything is bigger in Texas, including speeding tickets. This is in the Dallas Morning News. There's a speeding ticket cited 86 miles an hour over the speed limit. New York Times, birth rates among Hispanic Americans has dropped. What's this all about? It's that Hispanic Americans are assimilating into our culture fast. And young Hispanic women are going, well, I want a career. I want a house. I want stuff before I have kids. And that's kind of what's happening in other parts of the population as well. New York Times, 600 years ago, Peruvians killed their kids as a sacrifice because they were having terrible weather in El Nino. Who knew that climate change was at work 600 years ago? Page 6 in the New York Post, a billionaire's big time fuck you to his ex-wife. He put a giant poster of himself and his new wife up on a building that he owns. And it's being widely interpreted as the big middle finger to his ex-wife. Alex Trebek has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. That story is everywhere. There's some papers are actually doing things like, well, what are the chances of surviving that? I mean, I would think they're not very good. Newark pays $27 million to rent a property it sold for $1. This is unbelievable. Newark, New Jersey pays $27 million to rent a property it sold for $1. Somebody's getting a payoff there, you would think. You would think Newark couldn't be that actual stupid, but maybe it could. So I'll have the podcast up. It should be by 3 Eastern. And I urge you to go to johngibson.com and become a subscriber and get the podcast. The Morning Digestion is free. The podcast is paid. It's $3.50 a month. It's on auto on your credit card, and you don't even notice it, I promise you. Okay, I'll see you this afternoon. Don't miss the podcast.